T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in. We need an update on several things from Harrisburg, including a recall law that would be mayors and others and DAs. One of the most respected current people in our area from Northeast Philadelphia, State Representative Martina White joins us here on the Dom Show. State Representative, welcome in. Thanks for joining us, Martina.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Well, your able assistant sent us the latest iteration that you have out there, which is essentially a recall mechanism, a recall bill, right? Don't we already have those things?
Sure, you would think that Pennsylvania already had a recall provision, but unfortunately we do not. Currently, Pennsylvanians don't have the right to recall their public officials like the governor, the statewide electeds, their mayor, or even their local district attorney. And I think what happened earlier this week was another member of my caucus went and amended the bill so that it only applies to Philadelphia's mayor and district attorney for the recall provision. I personally would like to see it made available to the public, to voters, to be able to, you know, recall the other public officials that I previously mentioned. But I'm still going to be supportive of the legislation. I think it's important that people have this ability to recall the mayor and the DA whenever they break their promises to the public. That's when we need to make sure that they're held accountable. And unfortunately, right now, the General Assembly only has the ability to impeach a public official in order to hold them accountable, and that's if they break the law.
Huh. Yeah, it shocks me when I saw that yesterday. I seem to remember this happening to Frank Rizzo, but I have to go back and think that's right. That's incredible to me. Now, who could be against this? But the veto pen, I don't know how many things he's vetoed or threatened to veto. Do you think the governor would be in a veto mood on this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I haven't heard in particular what he intends to do with the legislation, but it's really actually not going to matter because it's a constitutional amendment, Dom. So we just have to pass it twice through the General Assembly in two consecutive sessions, and it'll go straight on to the straight into the Constitution so that the people have this right.
Now, Martina, I would tell you, yeah. I have a little bit of apprehension about all this stuff going into the Constitution, like the voting reform, but if we don't do that, all I see is we're going to be stuck here, that Wolf will just veto anything that is any kind of reform because he thinks somehow or another it's aimed at Democrats. You can be recalling Republicans under the bill you propose. You could be recalled. Anybody. It ought to be there. Now, recall's usually fairly difficult. You don't want people doing recall stuff every 5 minutes, but it does rise to the level. I mean, certainly a Krasner, the stuff he's done already, he was just reelected, but God knows what he'll do. I predict in this term he'll get Mumia Abu-Jamal out of jail. Maybe that would wake people up. Maybe it wouldn't. But it ought to be there, even if it's fairly difficult to deal with. I wanted to talk with you about something else, though, that I'm not on the side of the Republicans in the Senate with this, and I don't want to put you in a tough spot, you know, but I know you'll be honest. I get it. Trying to strike and trying to privatize, as it should be, the alcohol system. But you know, and I know in Northeast, in fact, the first time I ever, I think, saw you in person, I was invited to an event of yours at a nice bar there over in the Franklin Mills Mall, or whatever they're calling it now. So you have like 100 spots, right, in your district, they're hurting, and this being able to make cocktails and send them out really has helped them. It's being held up now, and I don't know how long, because some Republicans want to open up another front of canned alcohol products. I'm all on board with that. But do you think this is a good time to do that when they're on the cusp of failing, a lot of these restaurants and bars?
Yeah, so I think, you know, you're definitely 100% right in terms of trying to make the things that the people want more readily available to them. We did this years ago by making the wine and beer available in grocery stores, et cetera. And, you know, now with the cocktails to go throughout the pandemic, which was a regulation, if you will, that was waived so that the mm-hmm. restaurants could have some ability to continue their business. Look, I think there's opportunities there in order to get the governor to have to make a decision on this. But I personally believe that our restaurants need the ability to continue the cocktails to go. And to do that immediately, I mean, that's why the House sent it over to the Senate as quickly as possible before it kind of expired, if you will. So, you know, I was shocked when they amended it in the Senate. But look, this is part of government. You have to, be willing to compromise. And I don't know, you know, what the Senate is thinking over there. But my guess is that they think they can try to get a little bit more to help these restaurants.
Well, down the road, yeah. But my view, look, you're on the ground and I trust your instincts. It just seems to me, though, boy, they're on pins and needles as it is. Every day that goes by, I mean, if you could do this in a day or two, okay. But if this is going to be weeks or a month or whatever, you know that better than I am. Sure, they tell you. I'm shocked how well this worked. And we want to strike now and make sure that they can continue to do this. One other area I haven't spoken with you about, I know that's afoot in Harrisburg, and that is to really get people back to work, and that would mean doing, Louisiana is the first state run by a Democrat, I'm not sure their legislature, Martina, but governor, yesterday to rescind some of the largesse of unemployment so that they get more people back to work. What's going on with that at this point?
Yeah, people should definitely be looking for work. The waiver that the governor had put into effect for people to basically not have to search for work and still receive their benefits, that is definitely gone and going away. Like, you definitely have to continue to search for work in order to receive the benefit. And separately, you know, the extra $300 that people have been receiving throughout the pandemic and up to this point, that's definitely being rescinded as well. We see that there are a number of you can look at the restaurant industry, but you can look at any industry right now. They are all looking for employees. They are looking for people to come back to work. And now is the time for the public to really recognize this is their opportunity before it gets to a point where those jobs are, they're going to be, it's going to be a problem when people are trying to get back to work and then all of those spots are filled.
Exactly. And now it's a buyer's a seller's market here too with their labor. Now they can do better and get in position. I agree with you. So your bill on the recall, and thank you, that's something I didn't know today. That has to now do what? Where do we stand? You've just announced it. You have co-sponsors. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're just waiting for it to run on the actual House floor. It came out of committee along with, the House Bill 1300, that's Seth Groves' election reform legislation. I'm sure you've seen the F&M poll that came out earlier today. There was an article about it. The poll results show that Pennsylvania residents largely in favor of tougher voter security measures. We've got within that legislation, which was, according to this poll, something that the people want. They want voter ID to the tune of 74% of people want that. They want signature verification on those mail-in ballots so that the signatures mm-hmm. actually match. And that's to the tune of 81% of the public, according to their poll. So, you know, these are really good provisions that are within this legislation. And there's also some some ballot drop boxes, the mail-in drop boxes. Those are going to have security measures around them. We're definitely making strong reforms because we don't want what happened in 2020 to happen again. And what's really crazy, I'm sure you saw most recently with those undated mail-in ballots that were being counted,
yes,
by the local city commissioners in Philadelphia. And, we put a stop to it. We told them, look, this is the law. This is the Supreme Court's ruling on counting undated mail-in ballots, which is not permitted on either accounts. You're not allowed to count them according to the law. You're not allowed to count them according to the Supreme Court's ruling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now, when they were planning to proceed with counting them, we told them, look, if you do this, here's the letter. We're telling you it's against the law. We're telling you what the ruling was. You're not allowed to do it. And if you do continue, then we'll have to impeach the people who proceed with those actions.
And Martina,
we're not
shockingly,
playing around,
Dom. I know,
we're
shockingly,
not playing around with the elections anymore.
Yep. Shockingly for listeners, Omar Sabir then went along, capitulated. Now, Lisa Dealey, she's a great notary public, I hear. She would not capitulate, but that you got one person in Philadelphia to blink, you're right. You're not fooling around.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We're really not. We want to make sure that the people understand that our elections are secure, and moving forward, they can have confidence in the results of the elections.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. You're welcome, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.